This is a demonstration tape of new flute sounds made in February 1971 by Robert Kantrick for circulation to interested friends and colleagues. There is, of course, widespread interest nowadays in new methods of producing tone from all musical instruments, and this experimental trend has had an unusual influence on flute playing in the last decade. Contemporary avant-garde music in Europe and America has been full of new flute timbres. Jazz and rock flutists are experimenting enthusiastically with novel sounds. Ethnomusicologists have called attention to non-Western musical traditions in which the flutist combines his own bodily and vocal sounds with his tones. Research grants have been awarded to catalog the new techniques systematically. Out of all this ferment, an interesting fact has emerged. Contrary to an ancient and universal belief, there is not just one acoustical method of producing tone from a flute, namely splitting a stream of air against the rim of an open hole in a tube, end blown or side blown. At least six separate methods of producing flute tone have now been identified and developed, of which five are not based on this ancient principle. These five are air rush, buzz, ping, pop. These five are not modifications of traditional tone at all. They are alternatives. Therefore, we must now emphasize a distinction formerly ignored, the distinction between the way a flute tone is produced and the way a flute tone is modified. There are at least nine ways to modify a flute tone. Whistle. Vibrato. Tremolo. Split. Thank you. portamento. Microtonal scales. Vocalizing. Flutter. Combination tones. Now, if each of these 9 modification types is systematically applied to each of the 6 tone modes, approximately 40 to 50 separate species of flute sounds can be classified in 2 genera, a tone mode unmodified or a tone mode modified. But this is merely a preliminary classification. The modifications need not be applied one by one. They can be applied in combination. And by calculating how many different combinations can be applied to each tone mode, approximately 400 separate species of flute sounds can be classified under a series of genera. One tone mode without modification. One tone mode with 1 modification. One tone mode with 2 modifications. And so on. This, in turn, is a preliminary calculation. Each of these 400 species may be further varied in respect to its musical properties, such as pitch, timbre, loudness, duration, location, orientation, order, interval, function, texture, symbolism, and so on. Obviously, the total possibilities defy calculation. One of the more interesting possibilities is extending the pitch range of buzz downward to the lowest notes of the bass viol. Other interesting possibilities include complex textures, combining normal, split, flutter, hum, for example, with indeterminate portamento, indeterminate combination tones, indeterminate tremolos, and indeterminate durations. For further complexity of texture was explored in an original composition for solo flutist and four independent sound systems, composed while holding a research fellowship from the State University of New York Research Foundation, and first performed in Buffalo, October 1970. In this composition, the solo flutist begins by moving about the stage to a number of locations, one by one, performing a different sound texture at each location. Presently, tapes begin playing back the various textures from their various locations, one by one, until finally four tapes are playing simultaneously. Meanwhile, the flutist moves into the audience area and improvises a counterpoint to his recorded sounds as he continues to move about.
After all four playbacks have been in progress for a brief time, the flutist begins to play with normal tone production at maximum dynamic level with a focused projection, a phrase or two of one or two lyric melodies in the middle and upper registers, cantabile espressivo. The melodies soar higher and higher, briefly, until they become audibly frustrated at being unable to go any higher. Then the flutist runs, expressing audible agitation, onto the stage and falls to a kneeling position upstage center, facing the rear wall, while playing softly, with normal tone production, again and again, a long, low, sustained tone, simultaneously with a high whistle, as the sound systems, still playing, fade out one by one.